Welcome to Rutgers Community Christian Church again.
欢迎来到若歌教会。
This handsome and brilliant man is Brother John Wei. He's my interpreter.
我是翻译。
He's very handsome and brilliant. My name is Pastor James Shao, 肖永辉牧师。
我是肖永，肖永辉牧师。
And I serve on staff in the English congregation.
我是这里的英文堂的牧师。
Now you heard today's scripture.And some of you might find it familiar because it's often used in weddings. The scripture is often used in weddings.
大家今天所听到的经文是我们常常听到的。
And it's a great passage for a wedding.
这是一个对婚礼非常好的经文。
Very good guide for a marriage.
是对婚姻关系非常好的指南。
And it's fine to do that.
这样做也是很好的。
But this text was originally for the purpose of building up the church.
但是这个经文其实本来是要来建立教会的。
And Paul is here wanting to talk about a supernaturally changed heart.
保罗这里讲的是 要讲一个被超自然改变的心灵。
Today we are, our message is titled Reconstructing Christianity.
今天我们的主题是基督信仰的重整。
Now this is not us developing Christianity for us, but rather it is reconstructing and understanding Christianity in our own minds.
这并不是说我们要为自己去设计基督教。而是要我们重新在我们脑中明白基督信仰。
So by the end of this message, you will be able to recognize what a changed heart is through the love of Christianity.
所以今天听到以后，你就能明白一个被改变的心的那种爱是怎么样。
And a key sign of a supernaturally changed heart is that there is love where there used to be hate.
一个被超自然改变的心灵的一个标志，就是爱出现在从前没有出现的地方。
In other words, there is love where it didn't exist before.
就是爱出现在从前没有出现的地方。
Christianity says that we absolutely need a supernaturally changed heart.
基督的信仰告诉我们，我们极度的需要一个被超自然改变的心灵。
That the heart has to be completely changed from its core inside out.
我们的心要从里面，我们从本质上要被改变。
And so I want to talk about something called deconstruction.
所以我会讲一个概念叫结构分解。
Deconstruction is an abstract term that some people use differently.
这个结构分解是一个很抽象的的 concept， 是不同的人有不同的讲法。
Deconstruction is how I'm going to tell you how I'm using deconstruction.
我会跟你讲说这个结构的这个概念。
Deconstruction, what I'm talking about is an analysis of a subject in order to find the how of how it's created. So it's an analysis, it's asking questions to understand the origin of something.
所以结构是一个去对一个概念去 做一个分析，去看它是怎么产生的。
So it's natural for people who are deconstructing to ask questions and also notice maybe some contradictions.
所以在这个结构当中的人他们会问很多的问题，也会看到很多矛盾。
So deconstruction takes many forms and it looks different in different ways.
结构有很多不同的方法，也有很多不同的形式。
Some of it will sound like, I'm not sure I believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible anymore.
有些人会说，哎呀，我实在不一定肯定我能相信这个圣经是真是我就可以这样相信它的表面。
Or it might sound like, why would a loving God send people to hell?
也许会问说，哎呀，一个这么有爱的神，为什么要把人送到地狱？
Or a believer might be asking, I'm questioning why a good God would allow so much evil in the world.
我也很奇怪，为什么一个这样善良的神会 让有世界有这么多苦难。
Now this sound, it might also sound like the church's stance on LGBTQ issues doesn't align with my understanding of love and acceptance.
也许我觉得教会对 LGBTQ 的这些问题的那个看法跟我对爱跟接纳完全有矛盾。
Or simply, I'm not convinced that Jesus is the only way to salvation.
我也不肯定耶稣是得救的唯一途径。
And everyone is a little bit more quiet. Everyone's a little bit more tense now. I can feel the audience is a little bit more tense because of these questions.
我可以看到我们大家坐在这里开始觉得有点紧张，因为这些都是很严肃的问题。
And hopefully this will help you not be afraid of these questions.
但是这个希望你们听了之后会让你们对这些问题比较不那么害怕。
These statements are very common in religious deconstruction.
这些的讲法其实在宗教的这个解构里头是常见的。
They question traditional doctrines.
就是提出对传统的这种看法提出疑惑。
They question moral and ethical issues.
他们会对传统的这个道德的观念提出疑惑。
And every single person's journey in deconstruction is different.
其实每一个人在解构的各过程中，他们的经验都是独特的。
But there's a right way of deconstructing.
但是其实有一个正确的方法去做这个解构。
When the purpose of deconstruction is to find the true essence of Christianity, that is a good thing.
当你去做解构的目的是要去寻找基督信仰的本质的话，那是对的。
And there's people who have different reasons, and here's three reasons why some people deconstruct.
不同的人有不同的原因，但是这里有三个原因，可能是他们为什么去解构。
Some are looking to leave the faith.
因为有些人正在考虑要离开信仰。
But some want to deepen their faith apart from the culture that they're in.
有些却是希望能深进他们的信仰，虽然他们在经验中妨碍他们。
And some people are trying to serve Jesus apart from the very bad experiences they've had at church.
有一些却也是希望进一步去服侍耶稣，虽然他们在教会好像有很多不愉快的经验。
So two out of three reasons are genuinely good reasons to love and devote yourself to Jesus.
所以其实这里面有两个是非常正面的原因，去爱，去忠于主。
Now all Christians absolutely need to hear what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians 13.
其实我们基督徒实在需要听保罗在这里的经文的教导。
Why?
为什么？
Because Christians still get so shocked today.
因为今天我们基督徒对有些事情仍然非常的震惊。
They're shocked by the moral failure of spiritual leaders and models.
因为我们对很多属灵的领袖他们的道德上的失败我们震惊。
They're shocked by the grieved experiences they've had at church.
他们对自己在教会里的一些经验体会感到悲伤。
They're shocked when they realize that they haven't really changed.
也为他们发觉自己其实生命没有改变而感到震惊。
I'm sorry. But in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul talks first about what a supernaturally changed heart is not.
但在这经文里头，保罗其实首先提到一个超自然改变心灵，他不会是这样。
And then he says what it is.
然后他告诉我们他应该是怎样。
And then lastly talks about how it comes.
然后他告诉我们他是怎么样产生的。
This is the core of the Christian faith.
这就是我们基督信仰的本质。
The gospel exists in this truth.
这个福音就在这个真理当中。
So we as Christians need to remember that this is the rock solid foundation to construct our faith on.
所以我们基督徒要记着，这个就是那个最坚实的根基，是可以帮助我们建立我们的信仰。
So I'm going to tell you the three things we need to remember.
所以我跟你讲三件事情我们需要记住。
First, change isn't the same as being productive.
第一件事情，改变并不等同于富有成效。
Second, change is built on Christian love.
第二就是改变是建基于基督徒的爱。
And then lastly, meeting love as a power and a person.
最后就是我们要遇到一位有位格的爱，作为我们改变的力量。
And at the end of this, you will learn what the key, what is the key to change.
之后你就会明白这个关键怎么样才能改变。
But also how to approach someone who's deconstructing.
也可以怎么样去跟正在解构的人怎么相处。
And have them come out with stronger faith than before.
然后帮助他们完成以后能够有更坚强的信仰。
So first, let's start with what Paul says change is not.
所以让我们首先看保罗说这个什么不是。
First, change isn't the same as being productive.
首先改变并不等于富有成效。
Paul removes this cultural idolatry of being busy with faith.
保罗挪去了这个文化上的这个这种崇拜对一个很忙碌的这种崇拜。
Picture Corinth, a city.
想想看哥林多这个城市。
And in the city is a church that is buzzing with talent.
在这个城市中有一个教会充满了才干。
Actually, much like our church, full of talented people.
那个教会就像我们教会满了有才华的人。
Growing, serving, helping.
正在成长，服侍人群，帮助人群。
Doesn't that sound great?
那不是很好吗？
And then Paul drops a bombshell here in chapter 13.
但是保罗就在这里讲了一个令人震惊的话。
You're gifted. So imagine this. You're gifted.You're talented. You're successful in starting new ministries again and again.
保罗说，想想看，你是很有才华，你又成功，你做很多的事情，又帮很多的人。
But there's a problem.
但是有问题哦。
You're irritable. You're impatient. You're always in fights.
但是你很易怒，你常常有相争，你有很多的问题。
Does that sound familiar?
你觉得这个很熟悉吗？
Now here's the issue. Paul says that all that talent means nothing without love.
保罗说，这么多的才华，这么多的事工，但是你没有爱，这算不得什么。
Isn't that shocking?
你说这是不是让人震惊呢？
He's tearing down our idols of busyness and moral superiority.
他就是这里要挪走我们对忙碌的这种文化的崇拜。
Think about this.
想想看。
You could be the most brilliant, charitable person in the world.
他说你可以是一个世界上最聪明也最慈善的人。
But if your heart's full of pride, full of anger, then God's... Oh, sorry.
Sorry. 但是倘若你的心灵充满了骄傲的话。
In God's eyes, it's worthless.
那么在神的眼中是没有意思的。
So what really counts then?
那什么样才是最重要的呢？
Is it your smarts?
是你的聪明才干吗？
Is it your productivity?
是你的那个做事的成效吗？
Your moral scorecard?
是你的道德的那个的成就吗？
Or is it something deeper?
还是一些更深的东西？
How do we...deconstruct cultural pride and fear.
然后我们怎么样去解构这种文化上的这个骄傲跟恐惧？
How do we teach kids not to lie?
我们怎么去教导孩子们不要说谎？
Very simple, fear and pride.
其实很简单，就是用自豪感跟那个恐惧。
Don't lie or you'll get caught.
就说你不要说谎，不然的话会抓到。
You're better than those liars, right? So behave.
你是对比那些说谎的人更好，所以你要做好。
Fear and pride.
所以就是就是让他害怕跟或自豪。
But this is the issue. What happens when lying becomes profitable?
但是倘若你说谎的时候让你有利可图。
What happens if it's undetectable?
倘若你讲错方没有人知道
，then honesty flies out the window。
诚实是不是就不需要再管呢
？Why? Because there's a lack of love。
为什么？因为没有爱。
When you build a faith on these shaky foundations of pride and fear, these busyness doesn't equal holiness.
当你把信心放在建筑在这种自豪跟恐惧上，那个忙碌并不等同于圣洁。
And many people who leave the church because a leader failed them.
有很多人离开教会是因为他们看到一个属灵的领袖是跌倒。
Their faith crumbles because it was built on human authority, not love.
他们的信心之所以失败，是因为他们的信心是建基在人身上。
So are you ready to rebuild your faith on a foundation of love?
所以你准备要，你能把你的信心重建在一个爱的那个根基上吗？
Paul is doing something. He's taking apart our worship of busyness and productivity.
所以保罗这边要挪走我们对忙碌跟成就的那种崇拜。
And he returns us back to the definition of holiness is love.
他把我们带回到那个一个爱的那个的关系上，就是这个才是正确的。
Yes, and so that you won't be asking yourself one day.
那你就不会有一天自己询问自己。
Is God's love about my productivity or something deeper?
是神会问我的成就呢，还是我的爱呢
？So what does Paul say about what God loves to see in us?
那保罗说神希望在我们身上看到什么呢
？And verses 1-3, it talks about how speaking in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
保罗说我就说会说万人的方言，但是我没有爱的话，我只是鸣的锣响的钹。
That means that I'm an unwelcome noise in God's chorus.An orchestra of love.
然后我就是一个在神的交响乐团里头是一个只是一个吵吵的声音。
If I have the spiritual insight and I unpack the Bible and teach and impress people, but I don't have love, nothing.
倘若我对圣经熟悉，我可以很多的教导，但是我没有爱的话，我还是什么都不是。
Or if I'm like, hey, I'm not like those.People who like to teach. I'm not like those people who like to draw attention to themselves. I like to give. I like to feed the poor. I like to suffer for the gospel.
也许我不做教导，不那个，不多说话，但是我会捐献，我会照顾穷人啊。
But if I have not love,
但是我没有爱的话
，I gain nothing.
我什么也没有得到。
So Paul actually targets.Three key groups of people: the people who are hyper spiritual, the people who are very intelligent, and the people who are very into social justice. And he says, all that busyness without love is nothing.
So, Paul 对三种人说，那些非常灵性好像很高涨的人，还有那些对 social 对那个社会公益非常注重的人，还有非常聪明的人。但是，倘若这些都是没有爱的话。这什么都没用。
But this is actually good news.
哎，其实这是一个非常好的消息。
How is this good news?
这怎么会是好的呢
？Because if you're burnt out,
因为倘若你非常的疲倦
，if you feel exhausted,
你已经实在太疲倦了
，and you feel like you have nothing to offer,
你觉得你实在没有力气在做什么
，you are not excluded from God's love.
你其实在神的爱里头并不会被排除。
Let me repeat that again because this is very important. You are not excluded from God's love.
让我再说一次，在这种情况下，你不会被神的爱所排除。
So let me ask you.
让我说。
Have you confused spiritual transformation with being busy with God?
你有没有 认为属灵的那个的发展是就是要变得很忙碌。
Or are you ready to discover again what a true heart change looks like?
还是你愿意去寻找一个真正心灵的改变是怎样？
So that takes us to our second point, which is that change is built on Christian love.
那这带到我们第二点，就是改变是建立在基督徒的爱上。
Paul talks about in chapter 13, first in verses 1 through 3, the absence of love.
保罗在一到三节里面讲到就是爱的不的那个缺席。
And then in verses 4 through 7, he talks about the nature, the character of love.
然后四到七节他讲到爱的那个本质。
And then in verses 8 through 13 to the end, he talks about the permanence of love.
然后八到十三节他讲到爱的那个永恒性。
And that actually helps us to understand why love is at the core of the gospel.
这样就让我们明白为什么爱就是福音的中心。
And that love is a skill, it's a habit, it's a value that is worth investing in.
所以为什么爱是一个有价值，一个习惯，是我们需要去发展的。
Let me give you an example. There's a writer called Rachel Held Evans.
有一个作家叫 Rachel Hyde Evans.
Yes, and she captured the millennial faith crisis.
她把那个千禧世代的人的那个信仰危机。
And her questions are very interesting.
她所发的问题非常有意思。
Her questions are not about style of worship or social justice or whatnot.Or even like how much coffee they offer. It's not about the superficial.
他的问题并不是有关崇拜的形式，社会公益，还是说他们喜欢喝什么咖啡这些表面的东西。
What she is asking for is centered in love with these three questions.
但是他所问的问题其实是以爱为中心的三个问题。
Can we doubt safely?
我们可不可以在很安全的情况下提出疑问
？Will our questions be heard？
我们所发的问题有没有人是注重的呢
？Can we discuss uncomfortable truths？
我们可不可以大家一起讨论一些让人不舒服的问题
？Why is she asking these questions？
她为什么要发这些问题
？Because true Christian change isn't built.On rules or fear.
因为真正的基督信仰让我们的改变并
不是 It's built on love.
是建基在爱上。
Just as Paul taught.
就好像保罗这里的教导。
And so reconstruction is wrestling with faith.
所以这个信心的重整就是要在信仰里头去斗争。
And reconstruction is fueled by a desire for authentic, genuine love.
所以重整就是被一个很真实的那个 desire, 一个渴望去改变的那个的一个盼望。
And good reconstruction is about building and transforming our lives.Our heart, based on dying to our old selves and being alive in Christ.
一个真实的重整，信心的重整，就是要我们向自我死，然后跟基督一起重新再活过来。
Brothers and sisters, are you ready to be challenged to love?
弟兄姐妹，你现在已经愿意被爱来挑战吗？
Can we create a space where change comes from the heart?
我们可以去建立一个安全的地方。
Not from pressure.
我们是被爱所去挑战，而不是。
Can we, when we have trouble with the church, can we retreat back to Christ and the resurrection?
当我们在教会发生问题的时候，我们能退到耶稣跟复活吗？
When we're able to love, when we're able to sit in the challenges,
当我们可以爱，我们可以面对这些挑战的时候，
it confirms our willingness to die to ourselves and grow in love.
那就证实了我们愿意向自己死。
And so, this dying to ourselves and growing in love is to mirror Jesus.
这种向自己死，向在爱里头成长，
is that he died to himself and he was selfless.
就是效法基督，因为他就是这样。
He was so selfless that he was sinless.
他是完全没有自我的那个，所以他完全没有罪。
So becoming like Jesus, becoming loving like Jesus, is a cycle of tearing down our pride and rebuilding on Christ's love.
所以要效法基督，就是除去自己的骄傲。
And in the end of this chapter, Paul leaves us with faith, hope, and love.
在这个经文的最后，保罗提到信心会带出爱心。
But the greatest is love.
但是最大的是爱。
That this transformative power can rebuild our faith and our Christian community.
这种改变的能力是可以重建我们的信心跟基督 的群体。
And this is a loving reminder to embrace that.
这是一个爱里头的提醒，要我们拥抱它。
So first I talked about how change isn't the same as being productive.
所以我们这里提到第一件事情是爱并不等于富有成效。
Then I talked about how change is built on Christian love.
然后第二提到改变并不是建立在基督徒的爱，是建立在基督徒的爱上。
And now I'm going to tell you how do we change.
现在我要告诉你我们怎么样去改变。
The only way to change
能够改变唯一的方法
is not willpower.
并不是你的那个你的意志。
Is not using fear.
也不是借着让你恐惧。
It's not guilt and kind of hurting yourself with guilt in order punishing yourself with guilt. It's not that.
并不是让你有罪疚感的那种方法。
To change is in order it, the only way to change.
唯一能够改变的方法。
The only way to change is that you meet love as a power and as a person.
唯一能够改变的方法就是你要遇到一位有位格的爱作为你的力量。
Notice what Paul doesn't do here.
我们请留意一下保罗这里没有说什么。
He doesn't give us a to-do list of things to do.
他没有给我们一个例子。
He doesn't say to the Corinthian church, be patient, be kind, don't boast.
他没有叫那个教会说你要有恩慈又有包容又有这样那样的。
Nope, not at all.
他没有这样做。
Instead, he brings love to life.
而他把这个爱好像带出生命。
He says that love becomes a person, an active force.
他爱变成一个有位格的人，是一个积极的力量。
Love suffers long, Paul says.
保罗说爱长久的吃苦。
Love is patient and kind.
又有反他有恩慈有包容。
Love doesn't envy.
爱不嫉妒。
It's not a checklist.
不是一个长长的那个东西你要去做的。
It's a portrait of a living, breathing person.
而是一个好像有血有肉的一个人的一个图像。
Instead of saying, here's what I want you to be, he gives us a picture of this active person, a personal force who is living in a powerful and particular way.
他所给我们的是好像一个有血有肉的人，他就在一个特定的方法去活出这个爱。
Well, why does he do that?
他为什么这样做？
First of all, to get across the idea that real love only develops when you meet love.
因为首先他要我们明白真正的爱是唯有在你遇到爱以后才能产生的。
Real love doesn't come through trying.
真正的爱并不是借着你说你努力去尝试。
It comes through receiving and meeting.
是借着你遇见跟接受的时候才产生。
So imagine what if he said, here's what I want you to do, do these 10 things.
他说啊，这里我有十件的事情，你一个一个跟着去做。
Then it would be a set of rules that we're supposed to pick up and try to do.
那就变成一大堆的规条，我们就是要去学习接受。
He doesn't even have a hint of that kind of tone.
他完全没有这样说。
Honestly, Paul's saying, no, love is not first something you do. It is a power that picks you up and changes you.
他说爱并不是你要去做什么，而是一种力量，他会振作你。帮助你去做。
Let me give you an example of why love is not about trying harder.
让我给你一个例子，为什么爱并不是说要你去做得更好。
And I'm going to borrow an illustration from a pastor and author named Timothy Keller.
然后我用一个 Timothy Keller 牧师的一个例子。
He says that if you want to, if you deprive a child from love,
他说你一旦对一个让一个小孩子没有活的爱。
A child doesn't learn to love by following the rules.
一个小孩学习爱并不是从一些规条里头学的。
A child learns by being loved.
一个小孩他要学习的是通过被爱来学习。
The more they receive love, the more they reflect love.
他们越接受更多的爱，他们就越能反映出爱。
In other words, if you don't love a child at all, when the child grows up, what happens?
他说你完全不爱一个小孩，那他长大以后会怎么样？
Does the child say, I don't know how to love, let me go to the library.
那个小孩会不会说啊，我不懂得怎么爱，让我到图书馆去看找一下。
Let me search on Google how to love.
我上网去查一下怎么样去爱。
No, the child is incapable of love.
这个小孩其实再也没有能力去爱。
Love cannot be a concept or a theory.
一个爱不能只是一个概念，一种抽象的想法。
It has to be an experience.
他那个一定是要成为一个真经验。
The child is incapable of love if they are not loved.
那个小孩不能够去爱，他从来没有经历爱。
The child is broken.
那个孩子已经在无能为力了。
The child doesn't know how to give love, and the child has not learned how to receive love.
那个小孩子再也没有能力去付出爱，也没有能力去接受爱。
And it does not take a lot of our imagination to understand that.
其实我们不需要怎么，我们都能明白。
Why? Because essentially, all of us learn to love by being loved.
因为其实我们每一个人就是借着被爱去学习爱。
We don't just try, we imitate.
我们并不是去尝试，而是我们去效仿。
We learn to love by being loved.
我们学习爱就是因为我们被爱。
So the more we're loved, the more we are able to love others.
所以我们越感受到爱，我们就越能去爱。
So before love is something you try to do, love is someone you meet, someone you receive.
所以爱在你不是你要去做什么，而是爱是一个你遇见那个你去接受的爱。
Love is not something you try to do, but it's a power that picks you up and changes you.
所以爱并不是你要去做什么，而是一种能力可以帮助你去改变。
If we would not deprive a child of love, how much more would God?Who sees us as his children, not deprive us of his love.
他说我们也懂得让一个小孩子不会让一个小孩子没有爱的话，那神不是更不会让我们没有接受爱吗？
Think about this.
想想看。
This past week,
在过去这个礼拜，
have you tried to manufacture love?
你有没有去尝试去
summon love on your own?
去强制去爱，捧你自己去爱人。
Yes. Or have you allowed yourself to be loved by God?
还是你容让你自己去接受神的爱？
Are you presenting a list of do's and don'ts this week?
你有没有跟自己说有 一整大堆的一个可以跟不可以做的事？
Or are we introducing people to the transformative power of God's love in Jesus Christ?
还是我们介绍别人去明白接受神的那种让人改变的爱？
Remember, before love is your action, it's your encounter.
记着爱成为你的那个你所能做的事情以前，它你必须要遇见它。
Before it's your effort, it's your experience.
在你去做以前，它必须成为你的经验。
So this is the experience.
这个就是我这种经验。
The experience is that you realize that all the busyness, all the hard work, all the productivity is not good enough.
就是让你知道你所做的一切事情果效并不是都不是最重要的。
You discover that in God's eyes, you are worse than you know.
你发觉你所做的这些都不够，在神的眼中，你什么都不是。
Right. Do you understand? So even your best things is not good enough. Forget about your worst things, right? Even if your best is not enough, you are worse than you know.
所以，就算你做的最好的，你发觉都不足够的话。
But then you have a God who's willing to give his life, to suffer for you, to give all of himself for you because of love.
但是我们却有一位神，他愿意付出他完全的他自己，因为他爱我们。
That means that you are worse than you know.
那就表示说，其实我们比我们想所知的更坏。
But you're more loved than you can ever imagine.
但是我们比我们所能想象到的，我们更被爱。
Imagine if you yourself were on a cross with your nail, with nails piercing your hands.
假想说你现在在十字架上，你的手脚被钉了钉子。
And everyone, the whole crowd is mocking you and cursing you.
下面的群众都在笑话你，都在咒诅你。
What's your first response?
那你第一个反应会是什么？
For Jesus, it was Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
对耶稣来说，却是父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
That is the most highest form of self-denial.
那个就是这个自我牺牲的那个最高的形式。
This is the most highest level of dying to yourself.
那个就是向自己死的那个最高的境界。
He's promising paradise to a criminal dying next to him.
他对一个旁边的一个罪犯，他答应了那个乐园的。
Yes, and that is the level of Jesus' love for you, everyone.
那个就是耶稣对我们的爱的那个境界。
We either treat love as a checklist.
那也许我们就会说啊，爱就是一大堆我们要做的事情。
Or we treat love as a person.
或是爱就是一个这样的一个有位格的个人。
If we treat love as a checklist, two things could happen.
倘若爱对我们来说只是一大堆要做的事。
One, we get prideful because we think that we have accomplished it.
那也许我们会变得非常的骄傲，因为我们觉得，哎，我们可以尝试去做。
That's not really love.
但是那并不是爱。
Or we get crushed because it's just too long, too hard of a list. So we're crushed if love is a to-do list.
或我们觉得很沮丧，因为发觉，哎，这个太难了，我们做不到。
Or you can treat love as a person.
或不然的话，你就可以让爱是一个有位格的那个力量。
And when you are known and you realize that you are worse than you know,
当你知道你其实比你自己想象中更差,
and the cross shows us how horrific and how wrong sin is in God's eyes.
而这个十字架让我们明白罪在神的眼中是何等的可怕跟憎恶。
And so we realize that God sees everything, and that even we don't have a full understanding of how ugly sin is in our life.
那就虽然我们自己对罪并不的那个丑陋我们不知道，但是我们知道神什么都看得到。
And yet, Christ, the Son of God, was willing to die for us on the cross.
但是基督神的儿子却愿意在十架上为我们死。
Do you know what that does to us?
你知道那样对我们有什么？
That means that we are truly known and truly loved.
那就说我们真的是被神知道，也被真的被神改变。
That means that that God isn't loving what we're presenting, this pretend, but God loves who we really are, deepest to our central, deepest to our core.
那神并不是爱我们表面我们想让人知道的，而是真正我们真正的本质。
And when we know we're truly known.And that we're truly loved, that gives us the feeling of safety to actually change.
当我们知道我们真的被神知道，也真的被神爱的时候，就给我们力量去改变。
We don't feel the need to perform.
那么我们就并不觉得需要再去好像去装。
We don't need to pretend.
我们不需要去伪装。
We actually serve because we love God and we love our brothers and sisters.
然后我们去服侍，因为我们真的爱主，爱我们的弟兄。
We actually serve because we believe that the gospel is the truest and most beautiful thing on the earth.
我们去服侍，因为我们相信福音正是最美丽的那个东西。
We share the gospel not because we mastered it, but because it has mastered us.
我们去分享福音，并不是说我们真的懂了，而是因为他其实真的懂我们。
It is like a desperately needed heart transplant.
那是一个我们都真正需要的一个生命的改变。
And Jesus' love destroys our pride, and it destroys the fear that's killing our hearts.
耶稣的爱会挪去我们的自己的骄傲跟恐惧。
And our hearts.Are resurrected through the power of love.
然后我们的生命就借着爱能够重生。
So here is a challenge.
啊，这里我对你们有一个挑战。
Let's stop trying to be loving and start letting Jesus's love come through us.
让我们停止尝试去爱。而让耶稣的爱进入我们的生命。
And for those of us, the more we realize that our heart is not loving, the faster we are to receive the love of God.
我们越早知道我们的心并不是一个有爱的心，然后我们就越能早接受主的爱。
Are you ready for a supernaturally changed heart?
你准备好去接受一个被超自然改变的心灵吗？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
only you and your supernatural love can change us.
只有你跟你那超自然的爱能改变我们。
So allow us to receive your love.
帮助我们去接受你的爱。
Give us the grace to change our minds.
赐下恩慈改变我们的心思意念。
To transform our trust.
改变我们的信念。
And center our hope on you.
让我们以你为中心，我们盼望的中心。
May your love be our strength.
让你的爱成为我们的力量。
May your love be our wisdom.
让你的爱成为我们的智慧。
And may your love be our confidence.
让你的爱成为我们的信心。
Transform us from the inside out.
让从内在改变我们。
And in your name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.